Blog Talk Radio.
The Flavorverse sent me to find which new Snapple Elements is for you. Elements fire with dragon fruity flavor. The Flavorverse doesn't lie. We would know. We made it up. New Snapple Elements.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the Commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
I wish to be. Tell me not that I'm fanatic for the things I feel inside. They are flowers of oppression, born of pain I cannot hide. Do not look upon my actions as the acts of one insane when I take up modern weapons to avenge my father's name. Let your eyes scan all the ghettos through the books of history. Then you'll understand this feeling and just how it came to be. Sure, I must admit I'm bitter for the precious blood I've bled and for the years of cruel oppression that you've heaped upon my head, for the rape of my grandmother and the mulattoes that you have left, for the many, 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 many years of slavery with his legacy of death. Tell me not that I'm a dreamer. Oh no, it's you that cannot see. I'm just another victim of a cruel reality. What manner of man is this I ask, who roams the seven seas, who graces the skies and birds of on and wanders where he please, who walks into another's home and takes his property, then slays the man, his wife and child, in the name of liberty? What manner of beast is this I ask, who drops the napalm from the skies, then sends my sons away to war to maim and kill and die? What manner of man is this, I ask, who arrogantly displays his might? What manner of man is this, my friend? Needless to say, he's white. So take your hands off of me, white folks. I've done you no wrong. I'm only guilty of making you strong. I've built all of your cities, and I've worked in your mines. I've fought to protect you many a time. It was I who taught you what it is to be brave. I had great civilizations when you lived in caves. I taught you what soap was when you dyed yourselves blue. I taught you planting and harvesting too. I showed you what clothes were to cover your backs when you were in wolf skins and running in packs. When you knew nothing of the barrier of sound, it was I who taught you that this planet was round. In Palermo, Sicily, in Italy, and Spain, I left monuments of my grandeur and fame. And during your dark ages, when your people were blind, I built universities to enlighten your kind. When your homeland was weak and your people were poor, it was I who brought you to America's shore. While you did not even know how to survive, I showed you medicine to keep you alive. How earnest you seemed, how well you did learn, how vile the reward I received in return. But time is on my side. I'm sure you must know that the day will arrive when you'll reap what you sow. For I gave you religion, and you know it's a fact that the Christ and the Buddha and Muhammad were black. I taught you to dance, and I taught you to sing. You repaid me with treachery, with slavery and chains. So don't touch me, Whitey, and don't look surprised. No, I'm no longer fooled by your tricks and your lies. I'm aware of your game and of your history, and I'm aware of the Judas that you've been to me. So watch out for me, white folks. It's a matter of time. I'll soon be together. Then vengeance is mine.
Yo. This is a product of WBNN. This is the ONE host intern show featuring I, myself, Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. On air now from Lagos, dialing 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time. Now, folks, that we got that established, you know what I'm saying? The topic for tonight is the weakness of those who avoid the truth and why. Again, folks, the topic tonight is the weakness of those who avoid the truth and why. Now, let's take a definition, look, of the truth. And what the truth is of course, this is the quality or state of something being in its pristine form, in its authenticity, in its full, complete form. You understand what I'm saying? This is the fact of belief where we know these things. We hear these things all the time. The matter of fact of the matter, whatever you want to do. This means that something is the truth. It comes from the truth. And inside the truth, we understand that these true principles or beliefs, this is a true principle or belief, especially one of a fundamental importance. You know what I'm saying? So we have to apply the truth to things that is of fundamental importance. You know what I mean? Now let's take off what negates the truth. And what negates the truth is the state of being untrue, which is a being basically being a liar. These are what falsehoods are. Lying and things to the likes of it, fibbing, perjury, fabrication, however you want to look at it. It's something that comes from things that are untrue. Deceit, deception, all these things, pretenses, you know what I mean? All these different things and variations of speeches and things that are similarities to falsehood. You know, these become characteristics of the human being, of mankind. You don't understand what I'm saying, people? So why does the truth hurt so bad when people hear it? Why, people? Because people live in the world of falsehood. People claim their livelihoods to be something in which is true to them. However, it's the contrary to what it is true, which is this is a delusional dimension of our own, in which we developed for ourselves, in which we accommodated for ourselves. So then when the truth hits us, we don't like it. It's kind of like swallowing ginger, black seed, turmeric, and apple cider vinegar all in one swallow. Yeah, you don't like that. But guess what? All of those things are healthy for the human body. However, you don't like the taste of it. Same thing, folks. Similarity of that and the comparison of that is that people don't like the medicine in which hits falsehood, in which cures falsehood, in which a lot of us carry around. And a lot of these falsehoods turn into worse affairs, which is hypocrisy, folks. Hypocrisy. And if you don't know this, that the hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of the hellfire when it's all said and done. You know what I'm saying? Because of their treachery. Because of their quarrelsome disputing, because of their lying, you know what I'm saying? Or because of their untrustworthiness, you know what I'm saying? And when they're untrustworthy, these are people who are living amongst their falsehoods. So, people, we'll take a glimpse at these things as far as being truthful to ourselves and being false to ourselves. Do we live a life of blasphemy? Because a lot of us do it. That's just like fat people who don't know that they fat. You want to know why they walk around in denial? Because everyone is scared to tell them that they're fat because no one wants to hurt their feelings. However, this is a falsehood and a blasphemous line of belief and methodology in which is not the truth. So if we allow these people to go on living like this, what are we doing? We're helping them. We're contributing to their falsehood by saying, oh, you look like you trimmed down. Oh, you know. Or ugly people. Folks, we know that there's some unattractive people out here. And what we do is the first thing we say, oh, that baby's so cute. All babies are not cute. To the Lord, they're cute, but not to the human beings. We know who was unattractive and was not unattractive to us as human beings. And folks, sorry to say that we start as children. When we are unattractive people out here, we start as children. And more for so, that doesn't mean that you're an ugly person just because you may be slightly someone in which is not Beyonce or whoever you know that we claim is beautiful out here. You know what I'm saying? You might not be that. You know what I'm saying? However, your characteristics and the morsel of flesh inside of your body, which makes the rest of your body upright, meaning your tongue, the things that come off your speech, and the way you behave with your hands and where your feet carry you. You know? So these are the things that's upright because of what your heart is. And if your heart is not upright, then your speech won't be upright, nor your actions. And then that'll make you unattractive. And then you'll be a person living in falsehood, not living the truth, because that'll make you very, very unattractive person, which is another word for ugly, which makes you an ugly person, but yet you will not. You will definitely be in denial, and you will not admit to this. So, people, if anyone has any questions before we get started and getting real deep into this, you know what I'm saying? You know, Brother O, you know, let hit it. Bless them with a track. You know what I'm saying? We might got some calls or something coming in. You know what I mean?
Everything was silent. And then Ma Rainey spread black news by way of the backwater blues. And Fessy Smith picked up on it and spread the word through music and song. And the message passed on to Chick Webb, King Oliver, Buddy Bolden, and Jelly Roll Morton. And they played the word and passed it along to Louis Armstrong, Fats Navarro, Charlie Ventura, Roy Erwitz, and Fats Waller, who was known to holler, the joint is jumping with a fat man's joy, as everybody started stomping at the boy. Then the word grew strong as the immortal bird came along and blew all the blackness that was through with some bebop brand new, turning everybody on with his unforgettable horn. As Lefty Young became the first president of our race, and we turned around and dug on the beautiful face of Billie Holiday. As Billy began to sing praises to the black man's name, and the good brother Monk doing some funk so that the whole world could see what he is, was, and always will be, a genius creatively. And Miles began to set new style and put us miles ahead, as Dizzy set us free to be ourselves and ride to heaven from hell in the latest Eldorado, coming for to carry us home. Then Dana sang the final as Duke and Ella rode to fame, going to Harlem on the A-train. And we tuned into Charlie Mingus' bass, setting a soulful pace that let us taste the down sound and found our hearts beating to the voice and drums of Abby Lincoln and Max Roach in their hip approach to blackness. As Eddie Jepson crooned an original tune, and Lamb Hanson Ross scattered a new cause, and we sampled King Pleasure's treasure and listened to James Moody's moans, and then dug the dynamite drums of Brother Philly Joe Jones. As Milt Jackson played the vibes and leaps and strides with the MJQ that fed our pride into sophisticated funkiness. Meanwhile, Sonny Rollins was building a bridge for us to leave behind our grief, for the soulful relief to find our own black mind. To tune in on Bud Powell, who played the piano with funky hands as he filled the seats and made them stand on funky nights down Birdland. Then the Mighty Hawk made his horn talk, and we heard Baby Ray play What I Say, and Jam was set to Dig Ornette as Art Blakey broke free, spreading the message to you and me to dig on the trumpet of KD as we broadened our range and counted our change with Basie. As our father Hines blew our minds, and we grew fonder of Errol Garner as Eddie Harris bent our ear talking about Listen Here, and Eric Dolphy made his stand with his sidecar Iron Man, and Gene Ammons told his soul, and we mined hearts and silver dollar that bought Funky Gold. And Oscar Brown and Joe Williams got down, and we spun around, 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 and Doug Clifford Brown, blowing a sweet funky sound of soul, with a rhythm of gold, and a long, 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 and a long. And all the stars in the cosmic universe, as Brother Train blew to the east to destroy the beast and bring back peace to black people. And everybody heard the majestic word of Train's horn, telling us of a love supreme for black people that grew strong and on and on and on and on and on and on. Brother John Coltrane. Then Jimmy Smith got funky with it and preached a sermon not to walk on the wild side, but ride with Wes Montgomery, who played his best every day in our life. As Shirley Scott's organ got hot, and she and Sammy set more funk free, as Ahmad Jamal played with renewed ability to give our minds some tranquility, so that we can listen to an in-soul death. Brother Archie Sheff and Jackie McLean broke on the scene, blowing mean and harder for everybody to listen to Betty Carter, as Sun Ra shine and Cannonball's horn whine. Mercy! 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 So Sonny Stitt started piping it. We couldn't get enough of Brother Jack McDuff. And Freddie Hubbard began to buzz. And we heard from Donald Byrd. And there'll be no others like the Isla Brothers. Then Wayne Shorter grew taller. And our ship left dock with Herbie Hancock. As we rolled with Lee Morgan and grooved on Richard Holmes' organ. And then Dr. Soul of Art Tatum produced the sound that made him. As Rufus Hawley blew an old new type bagpipe and put the pants back on a man. And Nina Simone grown Mississippi, goddamn. And Brother McCoy gave us peace and joy as Elton brought our Freedom Jones down on us. And Charles Lloyd filled the void. And we watched Roland Kirk work. And with a sigh of relief, listen to Yusef Lateef blowing a flow of flurries of peace in the east. As Pharaoh Saunders floated down the Nile with Brother Leon Thomas to herald the promise of peace and happiness throughout the land. All praises due to the creator of the black man.
Yes, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. And Brother O is blessing us with that last poet, you know what I'm saying? Feel that flavor, y'all, you know what I'm saying? When reach back, far back in your seasoning cabinet, you know what I'm saying? And now, you know, since we're back, you know what I mean, we got a few callers lined up on the line, you know what I'm saying? First caller is in queue. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, peace, peace, nephew. What's going on? Can you hear me?
Uh-oh, it's the old Uncle Nene. What's up with you? how you doing,
hey,
brother?
Man,
you know what I'm saying? How the old head say, what's going on, Jack? How you hanging, Jack?
Man, you know what? I'm about ready to give Hall of Fame four-time soul shake. You know, that dude sounds like somebody that I met on June 13th, 1985, when I was walking through the streets of Nam, man. If I didn't know no better, the guy that he's playing tonight, along with what you're bringing, for the guy to say, you now listen to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. I'm waiting for him to say that. Don't the guy sound like your uncle?
Hey, man, listen,
oh,
check it out,
God.
Man. Look, man, listen, I just learned from the OGs and I learned from the old school. I paid attention to class. I was always, I was very entertaining and adventurous. I was a class clown, comedian, stuntman, whatever you wanted, ladies lover, Casanova Rudd, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I was everything in school. You know what I'm saying? But I was disruptive, but I paid attention to everything. Everybody didn't know that, though. And then they say, oh, you know what? You know what I'm saying? We're giving you F's and we're kicking you out and this and that. If you don't do this makeup homework and blahzy blah, 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 if you're failing, then we're kicking you out at the same time. And they give me a packet of work, and I knock it out like X minus Y equals C squared perpendicular to the third power. Bang, I'm done. And then it's like, what the hell is going on here? They were in denial.
Man,
they didn't understand the truth, Unc.
Hey, I love it. Look, I'm going to say something right quick, man, to step out of the way. First of all, man, I am so grateful for your presence, making your presence known at our beautiful radio station, WBNN. And you know what? You got a huge following already, man, because you have set one of the records, man, that's almost unheard of, man. So anyway, so that you know that the uncle ain't lying to you, man, I want y'all to check this out. Congratulations, intern Cleb One, on
the
all-time connection record with your second consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer. Like I say, bro, you actually said it before we actually went to the first break, man. Anyway, I got divine love for you. I'm proud of you. I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of the show, fam. Okay?
Yes, sir. Man, thanks, Chunk. Thank you, man. Thank you for stopping by and tapping in, man. That was the old, you know what I mean, old Uncle Hooney, you know what I'm saying? Hooney Bakatoon, you know what I'm saying? The Magic Man, a.k.a. the Ebony Elvis, you understand? In the building. So look, folks, you know what I mean? We're going to keep it moving, and we got some callers. And they calling in, and we want to see who's next in queue. Next caller, Yang Chu.
Caller 2, you're on the line. Okay, we're going
next
to the second call. There we go. All right.
Hello?
Call number 3, you're live right now.
There you go. Cuz, you on here? Who's this?
Hello?
Caller, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, who do we have on the line? Introduce yourself, Paul. Yes, sir. Introduce yourself. You're on live on WBNN.
This is Vite TV. This is Vite Television. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Vite TV. And let us know what you got going on and how we can contact you out here. And let us know what's coming up.
Yo, Clev, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Did you hear what I just asked you?
Then stay tuned.
We're not doing that.
Of course, the next caller. I have no time for that. Call number 4, you're live right now with the ONE Host Intern Show.
Who we got next caller?
Yezzo.
Who do we have in the building?
Eastwood King Machete in the building. Am I being heard?
Eastwood King Machete in the building. How you living, my friend?
Hey,
you
man, I'm blessed. Every day I wake up, I'm blessed. 10 toes down, man. God is great.
Absolutely, man. Yo, so let the people know who you are a little bit, who you are, where you from, and what you got going on.
Hey, man, I'm from the north side of Philadelphia, North Hills, North Pole, everything north, you know what I mean? And, you know, we out here moving around, getting at the dollars and staying busy, man, staying constructive and staying affirmative, man, and, you know, staying away from the liars and the backstabbers who can't face the truth.
Mm.
That's what we doing.
So let me ask you this, Eastwood King Machete.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You
can call me East, Big Clay.
Hey,
you can call me East. That's cool.
Okay, E, so check this out, you know what I mean? Of course, the topic tonight is the weaknesses of those who avoid the truth and why. Could you tell me, do you have an experience or anything that you would like to add to the people, for the people, you know what I'm saying, in regards to this particular subject that we speak upon right now?
Wow. The truth is, like you was mentioning earlier about, you know, people are scared to tell, like, somebody's a big person, somebody's scared to tell them the truth, or they're scared to hurt their feelings. But, You know, the truth is what it is. You know, I don't know if it's smoke and mirrors. It's smoke and mirrors, man. A lot of people living in smoky mirrors, man. They, you know, and then the way the foundation, a lot of the foundations that people are under the structure of is based on lies. It's not the truth. So, you know, just picture a dog chasing his tail forever. You're just chasing
your
tail forever.
Can you give me a human being example of what we're speaking of here? Have you ever witnessed anything, people not facing the truth and living upon blasphemy?
Well, this truth right here, this truth is going to go into generations, man, into lineage, into bloodlines. You know, because, you know, if you have two people that a mother, a woman and a man, and they have children, you know, and then the children is not being told the truth about the situation, and then another narrative is pushed into play, now we're under falsehood. There is, you know, the truth is being masked, is being charaded, is being covered, is being cloaked. But the truth is there, you know, and the truth has to come out. You know, like I said, it could go into generations now. The truth for my situation has went through a mother and a father, or a man and a woman who became a mother and a father. And now they have children, and now their children are having children. And, you know, the original mother and father, or the original one of the single parents, is not allowed to see the lineage in the upcoming generation, because it was all under it was coaxed.
False pretense.
You know, the narrative of how, obviously, you know, this is a situation where the relationship didn't work out in favor, you know. And I guess at the time, maybe one of the parties was looking at it as a protection for the children to hide the truth. But in reality, you're shortchanging, man. It's a short change.
Okay.
You know, somebody
short
changing,
and we got a lot of that. We got a lot of that going on. And check this out, East. Hold that thought, you know what I'm saying, because we're going to go into some tracks by the last poet, you know what I'm saying? Brother O, DJ Oladski, can you bless us one time?
Up, down, on the corner. Die next, cause the white man's got a God complex. Silent niggas scream for help. Ah, help me, help me. Nigga, make your own help. Shit, you need it. I turn around and hear the sound of jukeboxes playing in bars. Pimps popped outside in big pretty Cadillac cars. Cleaning in a broke dick dog. Sitting in a big fine hog. Dressed very fine in a mohair still fine. But Jim Dale died next, cause the white man's got a God complex. Hey, brother, what's your sport, my man? I got just the thing for you. Only cost 10 and 2. What you gonna do, baby? I got black ones, brown ones, red ones, yellow ones. I even got a white one if you wanna buy some. Yeah, that's right. 258, play it straight. I got it all worked out. Know what I'm talking about. Been reading my dream book. Ain't no way in the world a kid gonna get took. What you mean I didn't hit, nigga? You full of shit. Lick dies. Now 7. Come on, be nice and hit 11. Well, what do you know? It's Little Joe. Hey, my man got $20. Say, Little Joe don't blow. Ha, baby needs a pair of shoes. Ha, Papa's got the funky blues. Ha, Mama plays crossword in the news. Lick dies. Sorry, nigga, you lose. The line forms to the real lady, and I don't care if you never cash your welfare check. Cause the white man's got a God complex. But I got 10 babies, I ain't got no man. I ain't got no choice but to hold out my hand and feed my young ones the best way I can. Hey, man, what you mean no doubles on blackjack? Punk, you better change that rule, cause I ain't no fool. You better be cool, Jim, or you'll die next. Cause the white man's got a God complex.
Hey, my man, I want to cop a nickel bag. You say, oh, you got a skag. Wow, that's a drag, because I don't want to cop no dope is death. Next cause, the white man's got a God complex. Hey, baby, what's the gig at tonight? Well, there's one over at Slick's for faggots and tricks. There's one around graveyard, side of town, that'll cost you a pound. But if you go and know what I know, you better pack your piece at least, or you'll die next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. Mr. Stan, I done paid enough rent for this pad to be mine, but you just wanna cheat me cause I ain't too kind. Damn, can't you see the place is falling down? No, you can't dig it cause you ain't never around. Damn, I'm so poor, I don't know what in the hell I'ma do anymore. Not from this day to the next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. I'm making guns,
I'm God,
I'm God. I'm making bombs,
I'm God.
I'm God. I'm making dance,
I'm God.
I'm making freak machines,
I'm God.
Price control pills,
I'm God.
Kill Indians who discovered him,
I'm God.
Kill Japanese with the A-bomb,
I'm God.
Kill the still killing black people,
I'm God.
Enslaving Earth,
I'm God.
No way to the moon,
I'm God.
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 I'm God. I'm God. I'm God.
All right, we're back, folks, live on WBNN, and that was Brother O, DJ Olatsky, blessing us with some of the vanglorious and tremendous bars and hooks, unrhymed and rhymed by the last poets, you know what I'm saying? So we back in flow, you know what I'm saying, and those who what we were doing last, you know what I'm saying? We were talking about the weaknesses of those who avoid the truth and why. And I believe we may have some callers in queue here. Who do we have next?
Peace and blessings, Brother Claire.
Oh, who do we have on the line, this pleasant voice that I hear here?
Oh, with Sister Bessie, the truth of my brother.
Oh, my goodness. This is Sister Bessie, one of my favorite women of the earth. You know what I'm saying? Because she spills and lets the people know what it is.
Yes, my brother. I don't know why I wrote this poem last night, but it has to Well, I wrote this poem last night, and me listening to you speak on the truth, this poem is worth hearing. Can I spit it?
Let's spit it. Let's hear it. We're going to hear Sister Betsy spit it, y'all. Spit them bars, Sister Betsy.
I'm here to speak the light. I've been a light to the weak, sharing my opinion of what I see. But there are those who want me to make you smile. That's not my job. I'm supposed to make you think with a wink. So you don't want me to listen to me? I'm not dancing around the truth because you want me to. I'm coming at your neck so I can cause a mind wreck. In my words, I expose to be fate is not my make. So continue against me with the evil I support. I'm still going to be knocking at your door. I don't give a damn if you'd rather hear spam and continue the character of the lame, because you want me to stop the truth train. I resolve with books and documentaries to bring many a courageous look into lies that you got hooked. But you hate me because what I tell you, it hurts. I'm not an entertainer. I'm a regulator. No lap dog here, because I carry the heart spear. If you don't want to hear the truth, well, just keep right on keeping your head in a brain noose. No matter what you think of me, I will spit the truth, because my ancestor Malcolm X helped me with the word power, and that's why I'm not a coward. Strip me of everything, and I will still spit the fire. So if you hate me, it's cool. That's your choice to be a fool. I was raised to be a warrior, a woman at that. That's right, a womb man. And if you don't like it, I'm still going to stand until I close my eyes in this land. It's all right because you want my voice to be a man. That's not happening. I'm about the awakening. So take that nasty look and drop it in a brook. I'm light, not darkness. I'm old, but I'm still strong enough to fight God's light.
Wow. Sister Bessie, you acting up tonight. That is a powerful, outstanding poem. Club One, how you feel about that one right there, bro? Hope we lose Club One. But Bessie,
she lit that. Listen, she lit that thing up. She stroked the side of the box. You hear me? She stroked the side of the box with the stick, and then you know what I'm saying, next thing you know, everybody is sweating. We in the oven. Sister Betsy, you killed it.
Oh, brother. You know, it came to my heart last night because I had wrote a poem the night before. But then it came to my heart to write that one, and it was based on truth. And when you came on, I said, this is the poem to speak for Clev.
Oh.
I appreciate you a lot, my brother. I love you.
That thing was sizzling. I love you too, Sister Betsy. You were one of my favorite women on earth. You know what I'm saying? And there you have it, folks. She lets you have it. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? DJ Olaski, can you bless us with something, please?
New York, New York, the Big Apple. New York, New York,
the Big Apple.
New York, New York,
the Big
16 million feet. Nationals, Tom McCann's, floor shine, stepping on each other, rejoicing over the death of one nigga toe. Cold, callous feet trotting up and down synthetic avenues, streets and gardens. Gardens that grow shit. Gardens where putty-faced beings sit emotionlessly, admiring bastard flowers. New York, New York. A prerequisite to America, a disguised sin, where some brother from that closed southern shit comes to some open northern shit for a vacation. For an opportunity. An opportunity that knocks up sisters and knocks them in the head. For an opportunity that takes them home with dope in the arm and Clairol on the brain. New York, New York. New York, New York. New sameness, new food, same shit. New car, same gas without platform aid. New love, same neurosis. New installation, same hoes. New hairdo, same mind. New style, same influence. New York, New York, the Big Apple. Where jive madam farmers are running around, shaking hands with all the grassroots people, never getting choked by the grass. New York, New York. Where Queen Liberty, Tim Shit is standing in the middle of pea green water, telling her brother he's liberated. Yeah, he is liberated from the old Mississippi to the new Mississippi. New York, New York, the Big. Where freak-looking filthy white rodents are running around, spreading new kinds of venereal diseases, talking about we love everybody. We love everybody. New York, New York. Watching movies marked adults only when it should be for kids only. The A train, the D train, the F train, that underground undercurrent, steel-plated frame, unworkable air vents, ass-aching benches, and then there's that corny paraphernalia all over the interior. Inside of all this, there's a brother being soaked in by that shit on the wall, suffocating from bad breath in the air, in pain because some white jackass is riding on his foot. New York, New York, the Big Apple. New York, New York. While on the train, you see young and old, white wrinkly faces peeking over crooked shoulders and under cardboard hats poking their noses at you. Vampire eyes staring at you, wondering who you are. New York, New York. New York is a Brogan boot-shaped state of Madison Avenue, Negro button-down. Hungry lost nigga soul screaming downtown for death. Semi-black, obscured blackness, plastic trees, and phony grass. New York is a state of mind that doesn't mind fucking up a brother.
Oh, man. DJ Olasky killing it on the sticks out here, man. You hear this, man. Last Poets, man. So now that we back, man, you know what I'm saying? We got a couple callers in queue, you know what I'm saying? Yo, who we got out there, man? Next caller, who we got on there?
Yo, yo. What's going on,
who we
on,
got
Brad?
In the building? Who we got in the building?
What it is? What's going on, Brad?
Yeah, tell the people who you are.
Yo, it's your boy, NM the Great, Philadelphia, PA, Grab Kid. Yeah, I mean, I've been holding it down for a minute, pretty much known in my world, you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop element, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bring it in a little closer on us. Bring it in a little closer on us, you know what I mean? You know we got these signals out here over the speakers and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I want everybody to know who you are and what you got going on as far as how we decorate the city out here.
Oh, you know, you know how I do, man. I'm always banging in the streets, some big graph bull. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can always check me out at NM the Great, NEMTHAGREAT, _TDK. You know what I'm saying? I mean, once you peep what I do, then you kind of understand who I am, you know what I mean, if you're not already, you know, hip to the game. But I really want to talk about this truth thing, man, because I think that thing was hot.
Yeah, let us know what you got going on as far as these topics and how people avoid the truth out here and why. Like, do you have any explanation on why people do these things? Do you have any personal experiences with these things as far as yourself or anyone around you? Did we lose you?
Nah, his line's still open. I don't know what's going on, Wayne. Nah, we
all
lost
right,
him.
Well, we must have lost him.
That's all right. Right. Anybody else wants to speak right now? You know what I mean? I'm going to play another track real quick. But, you know, the truth. You know, I'm going to talk about this in Gozi time. Trust me, I got a lot to say. I'm going to try to keep it. I'm going to try to do the best I can. But let me play next track. Let me play next track, Cliff.
Call themselves peace officers and law enforcement groups. But from the acts that they commit, we know that they are troops. The government is cracking down with their oppressive hand. They have the dream of stamping out resistance in the land. But our determination grows and widens with the day. We'll fight them from the rooftops and from the alleyways. We'll fall upon them in the night and we'll put them to the blade. We'll free the prisoners from their jails and calculated raids. Just one desire burns in our hearts, our bonds and chains to bust. We only wish that with your skills that you were here with us. Here's to you, black soldier, in some far-off distant land. Sometimes the question does arise, on which side do you stand? They called it a riot in Newark when the people arose as one. In Detroit and Boston and Cleveland and Watts, they fought back with firebombs and guns. What's the matter with these niggas, they said? They seem to be going wild. All of this fuss over one incident, a policeman killing a child. And while they're burning and looting the stores, the merchant has been their friend. Well, maybe he cheated for a few cents every now and then. And what about the tenements? They're burning down in the slums. Some dog they call a slumlord is losing his income. What a scare they received when the brother said, no, let's not burn the ghettos down. We'll break up in groups and firebomb and loot on the opposite side of town. So then they called in their army, machine guns and tanks, and ordered them to attack. The people arose together as one and used what they had to fight back. And now that it's happened, the question arises, why are the few in fuss? If they look over their past and examine their deeds, they'll know what's the matter with us. When will the promises be fulfilled that they've made to us over the years? Where's the pay we have not received for our blood and sweat and tears? Where's the employment that we need? The decent salary? The welfare payments will not do to feed a family. They say conditions are this way because we don't have skills. But instead they offer us extermination pills. So we sound a warning. They better change their tune. They don't have long to make things right. They better do something soon. Their law enforcement will not work. Whatever they conspire will only serve to make us strong. We will fight fire with fire. No, that was not a riot that they saw down in the slums. That was a dress rehearsal for things that's yet to come.
Oh, man, we crushing it. We crushing it with the last poets on people, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to DJ Olashke. We crushing it on here, you know what I mean? And again, people, the topic is, you know, the weaknesses of those who avoid the truth, and why do they do this, you know what I'm saying? And particularly some of the reasons on why these people do this is because of pathological lying. You know what I mean? Pathological liars often lie without any reasons. You know, their lies are extensive and elaborate. The urge to lie is compulsively. You know what I'm saying? They often can't control the impulse to make up stories. You know what I'm saying? Even this causes them harm. Even if this brings harm to them, they can't stop making things up. They can never run from the blasphemy in which they are surrounded by. They can't escape it. You know what I'm saying? Because what happens is this, again, people, you know, you hate a thing which is good for you, and you love a thing which is bad for you. And again, people hate the truth, which is good for you, because when you find the truth in things and what you've been in denial about or what you've been avoiding, you know what I'm saying, you see that life is easier for you. That's kind of like a person that's on the run. He has warrants out for his arrest, things like this, you know what I'm saying? And people are kicking doors down looking for this person. And this person is going from house to house and place to place and geographic area from geographic area because why? Because he's avoiding the truth. The truth of the matter is that you did crime and there's penalties for it. So you live in a life of blasphemous falsehood, you know what I'm saying? You know? But being a pathological liar, because when people ask you your name, the people you know who made all you in, you lied to them, you know. Or when it's time to go into a job interview or whatever it is, put your name, your own credentials and things and documents, you lied to them. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you approach a new woman or approach a new individual of significance, you know what I'm saying, and you say, you know, she say, oh, you ever been locked up before? You lied to her. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing about it is, or, you know, that's while being on the run, by the way. You know, so these are the things that people do. These are some of the extremities in which we take when we live a life of falsehood. You know what they say? You tell one lie, it turns into another lie, and then another lie. Like, we playing dominoes out here, people. We're playing dominoes with falsehoods out here. So don't be an individual in which who avoids the truth, because the truth will set you free. Ain't that what they said? Free from what? Free from being shackled, from being a fake, fraudulent individual. You know what I'm saying? Because you're lying to yourself, first of all. You look at yourself in the mirror before you put your makeup on, knowing you're ugly. You know what I'm saying? And what you do, take your face out, your makeup. You know what I mean? Or if you're a man, you know what I'm saying, what you do? You go get fake muscles, you know what I mean? Drink yourself to death with protein shakes, you know what I'm saying? You know, and all that kind of stuff like that, you know what I mean? We doing too much. Why? Because we live in the late. Look at all these people on social media, folks, where a nobody can become anybody, where you can be a Steve Urkel and then become, you know, Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, you know, with social media. Why people live in falsehood? Why? Because people are avoiding the truth. They do not want to be who they really are. Look at all these fake butts. Look at all these fake titties. You know what I'm saying? Look at all these contact lens wearing. You know what I mean? Look at all these fake, what you call it, fingernails, things like that. You got men wearing beard weaves and Beijing painting shit on the top of their, excuse me, painting things on the top of their heads. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing about it is these are people living in denial. A person that paints the top of their head is a person that went bald and he's in denial. He's not. He's hiding from the truth. He's hiding from the truth so bad that he doesn't care that this makes him look like a magician fool with these things on the top of his head. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, folks, we have to understand that the truth is better off living the truth. You live the way of falsehood, you know what I'm saying? Falsehood, as more falsehoods come. Because if you lie to yourself, you're lying to everybody else. You're lying to everybody else. Where you're creating a world for yourself. You're creating a planet of your own, a bubble of your own, where this is your imaginary world that you live in, because these things go this way and that way according to your world. In everyone else's world, these things don't particularly exist as normalities to us. So what you do, you create your own planet. And then next thing you know, everyone's your enemy. Everyone's attacking you. Everyone is after you. Everyone doesn't understand you. Well, guess what? Who you are, the common denominator, who does not like the truth. Brother O, can you bless us with some last poets, please? If you got it.
Selfish desires are burning like fires among those who hoard the gold, as they continue to keep the people asleep and the truth from being told. Racism and greed will keep the people in need from getting what's right for theirs. Cheating, stealing, and double dealing as they exploit the people's fears. And now Dow Jones owns the people's homes and all the surrounding land, buying and selling their humble dwelling in the name of the master plan. Cause paper money is like a bee without honey, with no stinger to back him up. And those who stole the people's gold are definitely corrupt. Credit cards, master charge, legacies of wills, real estate, stocks and bonds on coupons, paper bills. And now the U.S. Mint on paper prints millions every day, and use the eagle for their symbol, cause it's a bird of prey. And now the laws of peace and the owls of wars are clutched very tightly in the eagle's claws, filled with greed and lust. And on the back of the dollar bill is the words "In God We Trust." But the dollar bill is the only God, and they don't even trust each other. And for a few dollars more, they'd start a war to exploit some brother's mother. Then there's the pyramid that stands by itself, created by black people's knowledge and wealth. And over the pyramid hangs the devil's eye that stole from the truth and created the lie. Now Inuit means an endless amount stolen over the years. And Coexis means a new empire of vampire millionaires. And Novus is a Latin word meaning something new. And Ordo means a way of life chosen by a few. Seclorum is a word that means to take from another. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding stolen from the brother. A Roman numerals on the base of the pyramid's face tell the date they began to exist, when they established this branch of hell in 1776. Now there are 13 layers of stone on the pyramid alone, an unfinished work of art, for 33 and a third is how the mason can go without a falling apart. 13 stars in the original flag, 13 demons from the devil's bag, 13 berries and 13 leaves, 13 colonies of land-grabbing thieves, 13 owls in the eagle's claws, 67 corporations wage the devil's wars, 13 stripes on the eagle's shield, and these are the symbols on the U.S. seal. Now on the front of the dollar bill, to the right of Washington's head, is a small seal in the shape of a wheel with a secret that's been left unsaid. The symbols in the middle represent the riddle of the scales, the ruler, and the key. The square rule is a symbol from the craft of masonry. The scales represent Libra, the balance of the seventh sign. They also represent the just us, which you and I know is blind. The key unlocks the mysteries of the secrets of the seal, so that only the governed human would know what they reveal. The four words above form the last part of the secrets of the seal, and tells how they fool the people into thinking paper money was real. Now Thesaur means the treasury, where they store the gold they stole. And Amur means to punish, like the slaves they bought and sold. Then Septent means seven, like a 1776, when the 13 devils gathered to unleash their bag of tricks. Then sigil means the images they've created to fool the world, like the colors on Old Glory, the flag that they unfurl. Now red's for the color of the Indian man, white for the devils who stole the land, blue's for the eyes that hypnotize with the tricks and traps they sprung. And even to this very same day, they all speak with forked tongue. And so the power's in the hands of the ruling classes, playing God with the fate of all the masses, so the people don't get any in the lands of the plenty, cause E pluribus unum means one out of many.
Well, 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 what more can I say tonight that haven't already been said? I want to thank all the people who tried to call in tonight. But, you know, this is an intern show, and, of course, you know, this is wonderful tonight. And, of course, thank you, Clev Webb, for allowing me to play The Last Poetry, Gil Scott Heron. You know, no one should be offended by the music. Truth is truth. You'll be all right. Tomorrow night, right back here at WBNN, we will be playing a outstanding archive. And all the folks in the sound of my voice, man, we're going back to way it was, okay? Going way back into time, okay, to September 17th, 2013, almost 9 years ago. So we had a host by the name of Lovely Ellis, And she did a show called It's All About That Magic. And we came on that night to celebrate just the wonderful work of Aaliyah Love, who's one of our charter members, so was Lovie Ellis, and all the rest of the great charter members, including the one that's still with us right now, and 20 Masters on that show. Tomorrow night, All About That Magic, Bad Nat Classics, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time, right here at WBNN. And, of course, we're advertising to and Guilty Time Multimedia. And we're on Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Hello, brother Malay, we're going to get Facebook. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programming tonight, oh, lay, day, lay. That goes for my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dunn and Malay, when he goes to saying good night and good luck. So all the folks out there on the first ready to support us on a constant basis. And now back to, in turn, Mr. Clever One.
Oh,
the final thoughts.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Brother O, DJ O, DJ Olasky, you know what I'm saying, blessing us with the last poet, you know what I'm saying. This was wonderful night, you know what I'm saying, because this is how we build the bricks up and stand the sticks up so we can put the gate around the house, you understand me? So, boom, check this out, man. We I believe that we may have one last caller. Is that correct, Brother O?
Nah, man, this is the ghosty time. We out of here, man, like Vladimir.
All right, well, we gonna get out of here, folks, you know what I'm saying? And this is the last thing that I want to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying? People, stop lying to yourselves. Be truthful to yourself. Be honest to your family. Honor yourself. Don't dishonor yourself by being unhonest and untruthful. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? We building bricks up and standing sticks up. Check your satellites, folks.